be the part that he sits
that's
on?
That's right, yeah.
Okay.
Actually, he would be sitting on his on his heels. Rather than sitting flat, sitting flat on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
If he's sitting on his buttocks, he's sitting flat on the ground. But if he's sitting on his haunches, his buttocks are on his heels.
Okay.
You see what I mean?
Yeah, I see. Wait. So he's not really sitting. And he's squatting.
Really, he's just sitting on his toes, but he's resting on his heels.
Okay.
His weight is on the toes.
Okay. If a man has been sick for a long time and he doesn't look well at all, people might say, the poor man really looks
bad. Looks bad.
Okay. A person who can lift a great deal of weight is
strong.
A person who is easy to get along with is
easy to get along with.
Okay. When a teenager has suddenly gotten tall and his arms and his legs look too long for him, he keeps on sort of falling over himself. What do you
he's say? All arms and legs.
Okay. What's one adjective that you could use? People might say, gee, he really is.
Hi. Loose jointed?
Okay.
But that wouldn't necessarily connote height. Well, you're not concerned with
him. No, the point is that he keeps on sort of getting in the way of himself. Should I turn this off for a minute? His arms and his legs just seem too long for him. He keeps on sort of falling over himself and fumbling around. And people, teenagers always have to go through this. And so people might say, gee, he really looks
gawky.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. What do people call someone who always seems to do the wrong thing? Somebody who just messes up everything he touches. I say, he's a real...
The one I'm about to use is not one it's more specific. He's a screwball.
And then what does that mean?
That means that he's way out.
He's weird.
Weird, yeah.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
But now the one, ask a question again. Let me get back to the
thinking. Someone who always seems to do the wrong thing, not intentionally, but he just always seems to do the wrong thing. Just messes up everything he touches.
He's a big fumbler.
Okay.
That's fine. What I'd use, I think.
Well, now, would this a fumbler be applicable to either a man or a woman?
Oh, yes.
Okay. What do people say of an old person who gets around very well? She's awfully what for her age?
Spry.
And would this ever be applicable to younger people?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. If something bothers you, you might say, I'm a little what about
bothered
that?
Bothered about this.
Okay. And what's a word that has easy in it? I'm a little something easy about it. I'm a little...
concerned about it?
Well, the word I want you to pronounce is UNEASY. I'm a little...
I'm a little uneasy about it all.
If a person has fear of something, you might say, I'm what?
Scared to death.
Okay. Can you think of some synonyms of scared, offhand?
Frightened.
And would you arrange them in order of ascending fear?
I'm concerned.
Right.
I'm bothered. I'm scared. I'm frightened.
She isn't afraid of the dark anymore. She isn't afraid now, but she what to be afraid.
Once was afraid.
Yeah. She what to be afraid.
Used to be afraid.
Okay. And how would you negate that if that isn't the case? You'd say she... How would you negate used to be?
She still is. Is that what you...
No, I mean used to be.